This WBEZ podcast is supported by Wise, the app for international people using money around the globe. With the Wise account, you can send, spend, and receive in up to 40 currencies with only a few simple taps. Download the Wise app today or visit wise.com. Terms and conditions apply. Be smart. Get Wise.
Good morning. I'm Adora Namigade, and this is The Rundown. Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson says the Chicago Bears will have to demonstrate how plans for a new stadium will benefit the public. The team has proposed constructing a new lakefront stadium. Their current plan would contribute $2 billion in private investment for the project. But the amount of taxpayer money they're seeking is still to be determined. Johnson says he's pleased the Bears want to stay in the city and that discussions are ongoing.
Whatever investment we make, the investment has to be committed to creating more housing, jobs, having a sustainable, clean economy. That's what my administration has put forth, and these are the conversations that we will continue to have before we make any further commitments.
Not everyone is open to the idea of taxpayers subsidizing a new stadium. Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker previously said he was reluctant unless taxpayers see lasting benefits. Reproductive and digital rights groups are calling on Walgreens and CVS to protect patients' health data. A coalition of more than 20 groups sent a letter to the two pharmacy giants. It urges them to stop sharing medical information with law enforcement agencies without a warrant or patient consent. A 2023 investigation by federal lawmakers found that pharmacies are often handing over data without consulting a legal professional. The coalition says data privacy is especially important now, as Walgreens and CVS start to dispense mifepristone, which induces abortions. In a statement, a CVS spokesperson said their cooperation with law enforcement is consistent with the federal health privacy law, HIPAA. Walgreens did not return repeated requests for comment. Today is Good Friday, and Catholics are gathering in Chicago's Pilsen neighborhood for a decades-old tradition. The Via Crucis, or the Stations of the Cross, is a procession that reenacts the events leading to and including Jesus' death. Pilsen's Via Crucis is in its 47th year. The event begins at Providence of God Church on 18th Street, and it ends with a portrayal of the crucifixion in Harrison Park. Father Don Nevin says the suffering of Good Friday has special meaning for those who come to the event.
People who are immigrants who have gone through their own suffering, coming to this country, maybe not being able to get themselves started here, not finding jobs, having, very difficult times as they came here, I think associate a lot with the sufferings of Jesus.
The Pilsen Via Crucis begins at 9 this morning. Opening day was a rough one for Chicago baseball fans. The White Sox were shut out of their season opener, losing to the Detroit Lions 1-0 yesterday. But it was a terrific start for first-time opener Garrett Crochet, who struck out 6 batters without a walk. He says his nerves washed away once he stepped onto the mound.
But it was nice to, just give my team a fighting chance. And I felt like as long as I was doing that, I was able to keep my emotions under control.
The Cubs lost, too. They fell to the champion Texas Rangers 4-3 in 10 innings. Cubs pitcher Justin Steele struck out 6 in his first career opening day start before exiting with a left hamstring strain in the 5th inning. The Northsiders' new manager, Craig Counsell, says Steele is likely heading to the injured list. And in other sports news, Illini basketball fans have reason to celebrate. The men's team is moving to the NCAA Elite 8 after beating Iowa State 72-69 last night. They'll face the defending national champions UConn tomorrow evening. And the women's basketball team beat the Tulsa Golden Hurricane 69-61 in the Women's Basketball Invitation Tournament. Up next for the Illini women's team, a WBIT Final Four match on Monday against Washington State or Toledo. Two more things you should know today. President Joe Biden says he is horrified by this week's violent attack in Rockford. Authorities say a man allegedly went on a stabbing rampage in the northern Illinois city. They say he allegedly killed 4 people, including a 15-year-old, and 7 more were injured. A 22-year-old suspect is in custody and is charged with first-degree murder, attempted murder, and home invasion. A group of Illinois lawmakers and Chicago City Council members are eyeing a new location for a Chicago police station. They're interested in the Illinois National Guard building near Midway Airport. In a ballot referendum during this month's election, voters on the Southwest side overwhelmingly voted in favor of creating a new police district. Today's weather, cloudy skies with the high in the mid-40s, and tomorrow we expect a small chance of rain, and for the high to climb to the upper 50s. Later today, Wedding season is upon us, and getting married is pricey. In Chicago, the average cost for a wedding is $56,000, but there are plenty of creative ways to save money on your wedding. My Rundown co-host Aaron Allen talks about the wedding industry and gets some tips from freelance writer Olivia Dimmer. That's today at 1 o'clock. I'm Adora Namigadde. Thanks for listening.